Reuters U.S. December 21, 2024 hours 11 minutes and 16 seconds p.m. : SM page 500 pairs losses as U.S. stimulus passage expected. Author Stephen Colt date : 2012-21 revision date : 2012-21. New York Reuters, the SM page 500 lost ground on Monday, but was well off its session lows as investors grappled with the outbreak of an ominous new strain of COVID-19 along with the likely passage of a long-awaited stimulus package. The Nasdaq joined the S&P page 500 in the red, but financials helped the blue-chip Dow reverse course for a modest gain. While there's talk of the sell-off being related to the new COVID strain, my sense is air's being let out of the balloon, said Oliver Persk, president of Brunson Meadows Capital Management in Fairfield, Connecticut. We got ahead of ourselves in terms of market performance and we still have significant economic headwinds. Congress hammered out a pandemic relief agreement on Sunday after months of partisan wrangling. The $900 billion package, expected to pass on Monday, includes unemployment aid and steers money to small businesses, airlines, transit systems and vaccine distribution. Last week it was pretty clear we were going to get something, but the stimulus package is on the low end of what people were hoping for, Persk said. But the emergence of new, highly infectious strain of COVID-19 in Britain has raised fears of additional shutdowns, and prompted countries around the world to shut their doors to travelers from the United Kingdom. The news sent airline stocks sliding, even with the prospect of $15 billion in payroll assistance for commercial carriers included in the stimulus deal. The S&P page 1500 airline index was down 1.2%. Tesla include became the most valuable company ever added to the S&P page 500 and will account for about 1.69% of the index. The electric car maker's stock dropped 4.6%. Banks bucked the trend. The U.S. Federal Reserve released the results of its EMIL annual stress test late Friday and announced relaxed restrictions on buybacks and dividends. The S&P banking index jumped 3.0%. Goldman Sachs Group surged 7.4%, surpassing its pre-COVID share price. The CBOE Volatility Index.DIX, the gauge of investor anxiety, jumped to its highest level since early November and was also on course for its biggest one-day point jump since October 28. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 59.24 points, or 0.2%, to 30,238.29. The S&P page 500 lost 13.55 points, or 0.37%, to 3,695.86, and the Nasdaq Composite dropped 20.26 points, or 0.16%, to 12,735.38. Of the 11 major sectors in the S&P page 500, financials and tech were the only percentage gainers. Nike include rose 4.7% after the athletic apparel maker boosted its full-year revenue forecast, prompting multiple brokers to raise their price targets. Lockheed Martin Corp. lost 1.1% after announcing it would buy U.S. rocket engine maker Aerojet Rocketdyne Holdings include for $4.4 billion. International Business Machines Corp. shed 2.2% after saying it would acquire Finland-based startup NordCloud, in its latest effort to bolster its cloud computing business. Declining issues outnumbered advancing ones on the NYSE by a 2.06-to-1 ratio. On NASDAQ, the 1.41-to-1 ratio favored decliners. The S&P page 500 posted 12 new 52-week highs and no new lows. The Nasdaq Composite recorded 153 new highs and 16 new lows. This story corrects paragraph 11 to reflect CBOE Volatility Index on track for biggest one-day gain since October 28, not November 5.